First, we're meeting someone who was witness to the inner workings of the dodgy mortgage deals, which brought the world's financial system to its knees back in 2008. But unlike so many of his contemporaries, he tried to do the right thing. He blew the whistle. Richard Bowen became known as the Citigroup whistleblower. In his role as the business chief underwriter for the US mega bank, he says he saw firsthand the fraud in the organisation. He repeatedly tried to warn his superiors that many of the mortgages the bank was on selling as quality securities were in fact defective, but to no avail. He lost his job.
The bank later had to be bailed out for billions of dollars by the US government. In August, Citigroup agreed on a $7 billion settlement with the US Justice Department to resolve those claims that they misled investors. These days, Richard Bowen teaches accounting at the University of Texas in Dallas and is a speaker on ethical leadership. We spoke with him earlier and began by asking him why he decided to become a whistleblower.
Well, I didn't consciously decide to become a whistleblower. Really, I was doing my job. I was responsible to make sure that the $90 billion a year that we were purchasing in mortgages and in turn selling met our policy guidelines.
You've repeatedly warned your superiors that you had huge numbers of defective mortgages before the whole financial crisis unfolded, but nothing was done. Why?
Citigroup had a very, very profitable business model. And quite frankly, this was the same business model that all of the large banks had. They would purchase mortgages or even those that they had originated themselves, but I was responsible in the area that purchased mortgages. And then they would turn around and sell them, and they made a significant amount of money in doing so. And they, in turn, paid a significant amount of incentive compensation to everyone that was involved. Quite frankly, they were incented not to pay any real attention to my warnings, which if they had paid attention to the warnings, they would have had to have curtailed his business model because of the huge risks involved.
Richard, the reaction by your superiors was to more or less shoot the messenger. They sacked you. How did it feel that you were being sacked for actually doing the right thing?
It's really interesting you say that because I actually was sacked at every level that I took this to. I tried after a year and a half. I knew, because this had gone up very high in the organization, I knew I had to warn the board of directors. And so I sent it to Robert Rubin and the other executive officers as he was named chairman of the board to get into the boardroom. Actually, I sent it to him the day before he was elected chairman of the board. And there's obviously legal obligation associated with the executive officers to tell the board. It was after that attempt that I was stripped of my responsibilities and told not to come into the bank. And it was this was not a fun time in my life. But at that point, went to the SEC. This was before the true financial crisis hit. And I gave them over 1,000 pages of documents, and they said, "Mr. Bowen, we're going to pursue this." Then we had the bank bailouts beginning in October, and they buried my testimony. Again, that was sort of the second sack. And then I went to the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission and talked to them behind closed doors. They were very interested. And then they forced me to change my testimony and sat on it. And that was, in essence, a third sack. So this was absolutely incredible. It was quite devastating personally.
And amidst all this devastation, did it ever cause you to question whether you were doing the right thing?
I never questioned that. I have a very deep faith. And I've been asked a number of times since then, knowing what you know today, would you have done anything differently? And my answer is always consistent, that there are things that happened that are nothing short of miraculous, even on a day-to-day basis as I went through this. And things happen the way they were supposed to happen. I'm not going to second-guess that. So, no, there are no regrets.
You were stripped of everything, but some 7 years on, there still haven't been any criminal prosecutions for those who are responsible for the financial crisis.
No, and it's not because they don't have evidence. The banks paid some very large settlements, and basically all of the banks were paying the Department of Justice to lock up the evidence. No one has been held accountable. This so-called too big to fail is still in place. The largest banks have become much larger since the financial crisis, and their stranglehold on this country has become even greater. We are headed into another crisis. There is no doubt about it. And it will be significantly worse than the one we just went through.